When a Senate committee in Richmond debated whether to keep Helen Dragas on UVA's board, no one turned out to testify against her, a disappointment for Senator Cree Deeds, who represents the university and had heard from an estimated 2,000 constituents hoping to boot Dragas off the board.
These folks are very good at manning Twitter and Facebook, but they didn't show up today. Today was their chance.
The committee voted to send the nomination on to the full Senate, and students decided to weigh in. Eric McDaniel speaks for student council.
We knew the governor had nominated her to be reappointed, but all through fall semester, it didn't seem like that would actually go through.
When they realized Dragas was lobbying to keep her job and might succeed, McDaniel says the council did a quick poll of students. He tallied the numbers for the College of Arts and Sciences.
88.1% of students polled, which was about 1,200, said that they didn't want to see her be reappointed to her job on the Board of Visitors, and very similar numbers from all of the other 11 schools at the university.
And Friday, they voted unanimously to send a message to Richmond that they oppose confirmation. The views of students may not carry much weight if Professor David Brenneman is correct. He teaches public policy at UVA and predicted the rector would be reappointed.
The faculty and staff and students won, if you want to see the June events as a battle. I mean, we helped to overturn the decision. And I had a feeling that the governor, in response, would have to reappoint her to send a signal that the inmates are not truly running the asylum yet.
Both the Senate and House must vote on whether to confirm the governor's appointment. I'm Sandy Houseman.